1450 KBMW.
Yeah, it sure is. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. My name's Dablo, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue, my little radio hut. Hey, you know what? This time of year especially, you could have a nasty little house guest creeping around in between your walls, under your flooring. And in the what'll they think of next? Mold detection dogs. Yes, they are a thing, and this guy's got one. A great new service here in the Twin Towns, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. Got Jason on the phone with me this morning. Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. So is Spore back with you? You're back home from Florida?
Yes, we rolled in probably about Friday at 2 a.m. in the morning. I got home. So
all right. So he's getting acclimated, and he's you're getting to know each other, right?
Yes. Yes, we're training every day. I've got probably about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks of training at the house between me, him, and another handler, and then we're ready. So it's coming along very good and very quick.
Now we're talking remediation services with 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, Jason. In your business, do you run across a lot of people that you walk into their house and then go, Jason, I don't know, I haven't been feeling good. I've been really, really sick. And you go, I bet I know what the problem is. Do you run across that a lot?
We do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get people that tell me, you know, I'm not a type of person who gets sick all the time. I get headaches, a little bit of brain fog, a little bit of respiratory. And I go to the doctor and they feed me, you know, what they do for those symptoms, which
right.
is normal. But it keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. And a lot of times they'll say, you know, it's when I walk in this particular room or when I'm at work or whatnot. Well, that could be a few different things. It could be VOCs, but it also could be the hidden mold in the walls. A lot of our customers, I suspect, are going to be calling us to do a screening with Spore for that simple fact. And what does it do for them? Well, it gives them the peace of mind of, yes, I got to do some type of remediation here at this wall, or no, this room is good. So it eliminates the guesswork of somebody coming in and just tearing up their house,
right?
Poking holes in all these walls. So that's what it eliminates.
Well, and you're going to save us a whole lot of money from not having to go through all of that. So you turn Spore loose in a house, Jason. How long does it take him to kind of sniff this stuff out? Do you know that yet?
Basically, what we do is I'll walk in the house first. I'll do a preliminary walk around, make sure there's no hazards and things like that for the dog, make sure that certain doors are open that need to be open, this and that. And then I go out, I come back in with Spore, and we walk the house in a systematic fashion. And he'll either alert or he won't alert on certain walls. Or multiple times on a wall. It just all depends on, you know, where he's smelling this mold.
Right.
So I don't just let him free roam the home. He's always on the leash. We're walking through the house together.
And he's
he's going to basically
point out where this could be a problem. Jason, I know people listening going, man, I could really use a walkthrough with you and Spore. How do they get the ball rolling with 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE? What's the first step?
Well, they can do a couple different things. They can call me directly. 701-840-3336 is my cell. 701-670-2022 is my office line. Or they can go on the website and click on Learn More underneath Spore's picture, and they can schedule on my calendar so they could pick a date and time that works for them. And if I've got an opening on my calendar, they can choose it.
Oh, good stuff. Jason, always great to talk with you. This is fascinating stuff. So glad this is now offered here in the Twin Towns. Have a great week, my friend. We'll talk next Monday, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
That is Jason from 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, Total Remediation Service for you. And again, give him a call. Talk to him about SPOR, 701-840-3336.
From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't. Some girls do. I yelled and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you hold your eyes and twirl my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Partly cloudy sky, 32 degrees. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Damblo. Good morning. Well, there were multiple reports of an observed tornado in the Rochester area near the airport Friday afternoon, destroying multiple homes. Olmsted County Sheriff's Office said that there were no reported injuries, but residential properties sustained excessive damage in southern Rochester. Houses were found with side walls that had been torn down, vehicles that had been flipped, and garages or sheds were leveled. National Weather Service confirmed the tornado that hit Marion Road in Rochester was an EF2 with winds around 130 miles per hour. KBMW News brought to you by Red River Communications, who reminds you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
A new study out finds that Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is the least stressful airport in the U.S. The report by Mazzio found 81.5% of the flights at MSP leave within 15 minutes of their scheduled departure. Long wait times have generally not been an issue at Minneapolis-St. Paul International during partial government shutdowns and Transportation Security Administration staffing shortages. That's a look at KBMW News at this hour. If you want more, head to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring